Certainly she seems unusually complacent. But is she not perhaps a trifle silly, a little given to enthusiasm? Don't you believe it? She may be an hysterical, flighty, unbalanced ass, but she has a pretty clear head when it comes to the main chance. He's known to be very well off. All the sailors call him Lucky Jack Aubrey. I tell you what, Stephen, unless the roof falls in, he'll end the night in that woman's arms. And then he may find himself in a pretty pickle. Couldn't you give him a hint? No, ma'am. No, perhaps not. You're not your brother's keeper, after all. And I dare say it'll be no more than a passade. Tell me, my dear, said Stephen, what has happened to ruffle your spirits? She paused. Three steps to the left, three steps to the right, true to the time, and gave him the direct answer he expected. Oh, it was nothing, she said. It was only that I was talking to Lady Harriet and Mrs. Woodhouse when Anne Keppel came up. She gave me a broad stare and pretended to admire my diamonds. She didn't remember having seen them in London. Could never have forgotten such a revere nor such a pendant had I come by them in America. What had I been doing all this time? Impertinent woman. And I'd noticed a chill before that. Colonel Aldington or some other old woman's been talking, I swear. Stephen made some remark about diamonds and jealousy, but she pursued her own line of thought, saying, Oh, on such a night as this, even the most virulent prude, though God help us, Anne Keppel has no stones to fling, couldn't be very unkind. But how I do hope we get a ship soon. Lady Harriet's a dear good woman, but even so, life in a station like this, with scrubs like Aldington and Anne Keppel spreading their ill-natured ragout right, left and centre, would be hell after a very little while. Oh, bah, she said. Come on, Stephen. They danced up the middle. And as he handed her across and received her again, he saw that her mood had changed. The dangerous gleam, the raised head of defiance, had given way to joy in the dance, to pleasure in the ball, and its happy crowd bathed in music.